Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Overseas in the UK, there's a couple named Zoe and Bruce, and they had investigated a bit of a disturbance in their kitchen one night after waking up to some loud noises downstairs. The case was left unsolved as a dark figure quickly exited through their cat flap. It wasn't their cat. What was it? Unsolved until a few nights later, when Zoe woke up to find something at the side of her bed that wasn't her cat as well. It had returned. She felt something at the side of her bed and woke up startled as she came face to face with a smelly, cheeky little badger. Yeah. Yuck. That's not my pet cat. That's a badger and it stinks. It made it all the way to their bedroom and literally just came face to face with her. The pair decided to set up a CCTV camera in their home to see what their mystery guest was getting up to. After once again being disturbed by the brazen beast who they've nicknamed Bertie, Zoe ran to the kitchen to find him raiding the cat food. Oh, that's what he was after. So she woke up because she felt something pressing the side of the bed. It was like 4 a.m. Turned over, bang, badger within 2 feet of my head. He was standing on his back feet with his front feet on the side of the bed, and I rolled over thinking it was one of my cats trying to get up. It was a bit strange. I wasn't really scared. Zoe apparently likes animals. Even badgers. It looks disgusting. The CCTV camera actually picked up Bertie returning multiple times through the cat flap. I don't know. Zoe obviously was fine with it because they didn't do anything about it. They just set up a camera to see what Bertie was up to. Over time, though, the badger has turned out to be a rather cheeky chap who repeatedly woke the couple up at 4 a.m. with his smelliness and forced Bruce to steam clean the kitchen in the early hours of the morning. Come on, Zoe, you got to do something about that. That's what I was... When we decided to get a dog flap for Ari... It's actually a cat flap. He's just small enough to fit through it. I thought, you know, we're going to have to lock this at night because I don't want anything coming in that's not Ari, not the dog. This is my fear. Not that we have badgers in Renmark, but something else would come through. Maybe a fox or a stray cat or something would come into our house through the dog flap. This is the risk of having a dog flap in your house, I guess. I want to know on 858-23931, though. In the Riverland, when have you had an animal break-in? Hey, Rebecca from Barmer, you've had an animal break-in?
Yeah, this happened actually when I was a kid. I grew up in, like, an older house, and we had, like, these old chimneys, and we could hear, like, scratching in the wall, and a possum had fallen down the chimney. So my dad took sort of the front of the fireplace off and pulled this possum out by its tail. Fair enough, it had a go at him. And it took half an hour for us to chase it out of this room. Couldn't get it out of the house for 3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours? What was it doing?
It kept going from room to room. And then it found the fruit bowl. It was a disaster.
I can just imagine just ash and soot everywhere this thing's been as well.
Oh, it was just a pain in the neck. Late for work. It's just a disaster.
Wow. Andy, you've had an animal break into your house recently too?
Oh, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We had, you know those king parrots, the really nice colourful ones?
Yeah.
Like kind of big ones?
Yeah.
We had one of those come down our chimney. So we kind of heard this noise and we looked in the fireplace and the poor little thing's kind of flapping around at the bottom of the bottom of the chimney and he's all covered in ash. So we gave him a bit of a clean up and took him to a wildlife care lady in the area and she said he'd be fine, but I don't know, he was trying to get out of the wind or something and went down the chimney.
That's really strange because, like, the chimneys normally have a little cap on them, so he would have had to crawl in there. He must have been chasing something down the chimney, right?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I think ours is a little bit rusted out, so it might be time to get up and have a look. There might be a few gaps or something.
Might be a family of parrots in there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe he's got a nest up there.